Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today, we're actually going to be starting a series of stories written by our very own Jarrett. This series is called By Candlelight, They Suffer. I hope you enjoy this series. A huge shout out to Jarrett for sending this in. And a huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. So, let's get started. September 2026, Wednesday. Why am I always the invisible one? Brooke Palmer thought as she strolled down the halls of Patterson High. To her right, jocks in uproarious laughter as they horseplayed, clattering lockers and upending trash cans. To her left, cliques of pampered girls giggling amongst themselves, pointing and snickering as she approached. These girls weren't the queen bees around here. Regardless, they were still several cuts above her in both looks and the social pecking order. She glanced down at herself, a basic shirt, the fabric thin and comfortable as it flowed over her navy skinny jeans. Dreadfully out of date for 2020s fashion, she knew. But pair it with some clearance jewelry from Walmart and a pair of Vans, and it looked somewhat presentable. Still, it got lots of laughs and mockery from the popular girls, and Brooke could feel their eyes stab her in the neck as she passed. She stared at the checkered pattern on those well-worn Vans, examining every speckle of dirt and every threadbare spot in her laces, like it was the most interesting thing in the world. Anything to divert their attention elsewhere. "Hey!" Brooke felt the muscles in her neck coil at the call. She debated on whether or not to stop and turn. No, that would only make it worse. Still now, as she grit her teeth, she wished very much to be invisible as she kept going, waiting for the inevitable barb to castigate her from across the hall. "Where do you think you're going?" she heard one of them call out in an uppity, obnoxious voice that sounded like nails on a chalkboard. Brooke turned, recognized the senior, Jordan Halstead, and felt her stomach drop. Next to Jordan stood Chloe Collins, another pristine example of Patterson High School royalty. The sidekicks to the queen, Brooke braced herself. Here it comes. "Oh my God," Jordan said, looking Brooke up and down before glancing at her friend. "It's giving total depression core." Chloe snickered and picked up without a beat. "Wait, no, it's like, do you shop in dumpsters, or is your family actually just that poor?" To Brooke's dismay, no one glanced up from their conversations. Not one of the jocks cared enough to stop wrestling each other, and none of the normal girls like herself dared speak up. Completely and totally alone, she thought. She told herself it wasn't worth it to fire back. But in reality, she was petrified of confrontation. Turning without a word, she stopped down the hall as a harmony of laughter nipped at her heels. A couple hurried turns later, and she found herself in the girls' bathroom, the only place she had any real privacy in this awful place. She found an end stall and locked herself inside it, craving the isolation it provided. It wasn't 2 minutes later when the unmistakable click-clack of high heels on linoleum tile filtered into the bathroom. If the interaction with Jordan and Chloe had bothered her, this terrified her. Only a handful of girls in the school wore shoes like that. Brooke heard the voice and knew who it was. She wasn't just royalty, but the queen bee of Patterson High. Maybe even the whole town. The senior that dwarfed all other seniors. The one that no one dared to look at in the eye. Maddie Pemberton, the picture-perfect rich girl. Prom queen as a junior? Check. Drove a new Mercedes? Check. Dated varsity quarterback Drake Billings? Check. Brooke glanced down underneath the stall and saw the trademark pink heels stop by the mirror. A clique of girls, Brooke recognized Jordan's voice among them, stopped at either side, smelling of fancy perfume. Had they followed her here? Why else would they tease her then go into the same bathroom? I'm overthinking this, she thought. It was the closest bathroom on this floor to the front entrance. Of course, that made sense. But still, Brooke's paranoia told her that perhaps there was more to this follow-up encounter than mere chance. Another part of her trembled in fear, because if this was planned, then that meant more humiliation was coming her way. She hunkered back in the stall, hoping it was the former. I swear to God, Jordan whined. If Coach makes us run suicides again, I'm literally going to OD myself. Brooke heard Maddie take a calm inhale of breath, as if every word that graced her lips was worth something than say. I wouldn't know. I don't bother with any of that athletic stuff. Maddie flipped open a makeup compact and began a touch-up in the mirror. It's fine. Well, not when we run suicides, but I guess for the most part it's... Her voice was cut off by the sound of another sharp inhale. You know what? Why don't you... Do... Jordan paused. Do what? Maybe you're too dumb to understand. I wouldn't be surprised. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Why don't you shut up? And don't bother sitting by me at lunch either. Brooke could hear the hurt in Jordan's voice and almost felt bad for her. But why? I thought we were friends. We were, Jordan, I guess, but not anymore. Now shoo. Brooke heard Maddie's bracelets clank together as she dismissed Jordan with a wave. She heard Jordan sniffle, whimper, and then a rapid succession of footsteps as she ran out of the bathroom. Awkward silence followed. For a long moment, Brooke sat there, motionless. Suddenly, the floor beneath Brooke's feet creaked, just a little. She covered her mouth with her hand as snakes of cold dread slithered down her back. Oh no, that was it. Now they knew someone else was in here. Silence settled over the bathroom until... Click-clack, click-clack. The pink heel stomped directly outside Brooke's stall. She held her breath, thinking that maybe if she stayed completely still and didn't make a sound, Maddie wouldn't investigate further. You know something? Maddie began. Brooke felt her heart seize in her chest. Girls who eavesdrop on me end up regretting it. Brooke heard some whispering, hushed conversation, and then some rustling. Probably a purse or clutch by the sound of it. So, Chloe just told me you're Brooke Palmer? I've heard all about your taste in clothes. You know, I appreciate girls with good fashion sense, so here, take this. She saw Chloe squat down, Maddie Pemberton would never, and slip something underneath the stall door. She stood as she barked out. For the outfit. A snickering laugh bubbled from Maddie and her entourage as she power walked out of the bathroom, each step reverberating like a gunshot. Brooke stared down at what had been passed to her and wanted to scream. A dollar. The bitch had given her a dollar. Brooke composed herself before exiting the bathroom as the overhead tardy bell chimed. She glanced towards the exit doors, how easy it would be to push through them and never come back here. Then a voice from behind made Brooke jump. You know, those bitches just give everyone a hard time, right? She turned to see a goth girl with one combat boot propped on a locker, arms crossed over her chest, a slight grin curving her glossy black lips. A thin chain snaked from her dark skinny jeans and disappeared under a tight-fitting black leather jacket. Brooke didn't reply. Instead, she averted her eyes and began speedwalking to the exit. She had never met this girl before. The last thing she needed was another episode like the last one. Hey, 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 the girl said, reaching out and brushing Brooke on the elbow. I'm on your side. If it makes you feel any better, they have it out for everybody. Brooke stopped and said feebly, I need to get to class. Oh, yeah? The girl chuckled. I didn't know they held classes in the vestibule. Brooke felt her cheeks flush as the girl stepped in front of her. I'm Jade. She stuck out a hand. Jade Kaplan. Brooke clasped it weakly. Brooke. Boy, Jade said, releasing her grip. You had a rough go of it. And they were totally wrong, by the way. Your outfit slaps. Like, really. Brooke rolled her eyes. Yeah, I can tell I have so much in common with the goth girl. We have more in common with each other than we do with those divas. I also wear Vans, by the way. Great shoe choice. Thanks. The jeans are brutal, though. Giving real 2013 vibes, but everything else is cool, and don't worry about them. They're just talk. They can't actually hurt you. Brooke felt her edge dissipate. Sorry, I guess they really got under my skin, you know? Jade nodded eagerly. Yeah, I mean, look at me. She spread her arms wide, showing the punky assortment of clothing. I walk in with a target on my back. Feeling awkward, Brooke turned and began walking the opposite direction, into the heart of the school. Jade followed in stride. But, Brooke began, why do you wear all that if you know they'll make fun of you? Because screw them, that's why. Why do you let Maddie and her clique have all this power over you? Because they have all the power. I just don't want to be noticed. Jade snickered. You aren't doing a great job. Brooke sighed and ran a hand through her curly mound of hair. Yeah, I know. The hurt must have come through because Jade quickly said, sorry. She looked away, her heavy eyeliner darkening her pale eyes enough to make them look bruised beneath the harsh ceiling fluorescence. I shouldn't have said that. You're dressed normal, I guess. I just wish I could blend in. You know what I mean? Jade shook her head. Life's too short for that. I'm living in the moment and I'll look how I want. Everyone else is just an NPC. The two girls glanced over to see a hall monitor give them a dirty look. Brooke gave an apologetic smile and wave as they passed. Without looking back, Jade flipped them the finger. Asshole, Jade muttered before turning back to Brooke. So, what class are you officially late for? Social studies? A class with Jordan and Maddie. Jade winced. God, that is cruel and unusual punishment. I only have to deal with Chloe and Mr. Hansen's algebra class, and even that's a handful. Brooke rolled her eyes. I know, right? Like, all they do all period is laugh and snicker and send each other snaps the entire time. And God forbid if you have to sit by them. Do you? Worse. How could it get worse than that? I'm in a group project with Jordan. Jade clutched her chest, abruptly halting her stride. Did you just say what I think you said? What? I have to work with her? That's like, I'm so sorry. Brooke smiled and gave Jade's jacket a playful flick on the shoulder. Quit it. The hall monitor will find us. I can't get them off our back more than once. Okay, Jade whispered. The two walked on, up the stairs and down a carpeted hallway. To the left, full classrooms with tired-looking students. To the right, a railing overlooking a lengthy drop to the first level. The layout reminded Brooke of the local shopping mall, yet, with all the dull gray, it looked more like a prison. A nice prison full of plants and skylights and a bagel shop in the cafeteria. But it was seriously maximum security lockup. Not all is well in the Maddieverse, though, Brooke said. Jade sobered. I heard about Jordan. It sounded serious. You heard? How? I was eavesdropping outside the bathroom. They are not exactly quiet when they speak. Brooke laughed. True, but I got the feeling that this rift between Maddie and Jordan goes deep. With Maddie Pemberbitch? You'd better believe it. That girl holds grudges for anyone who slights her. But to kick Jordan out of her lunch group? There is some seriously dramatic crap going down. Say, Brooke turned. What? Jade put her hand on Brooke's shoulder. Why don't you see if you can get some info on what's going on with Jordan? Brooke laughed. I'll try, but she doesn't ever talk to me. She has to? You're in a group project together? You might not have another chance. Okay, if I spend enough time with her, I might get her to open up. But it definitely won't be today. Jade shrugged. That's okay. We have time. Brooke glanced across Jade's shoulder and saw the same hall monitor coming up the stairs. Crap. Time to skedaddle. I'll see you at lunch. Brooke waved and began backtracking. Jade began doing the same but said, Skedaddle? You did not just say that out loud. Brooke turned and hurried down the hall. She heard the hall monitor call out to Jade. and turned to see them in heated disagreement. Brooke shook her head and kept trudging along. All the while, Jade kept at it. No, I'm not late. I have a study period. I'm not roaming the halls. Catch her. She just said skedaddle. She's 80 years old and wants to spy on all the hot young boys. For the first time in a long time, Brooke Palmer finally had a friend. Brooke strolled into Mrs. Delaney's first period social studies class, an unfashionable 10 minutes late. Despite the pep in her step, Brooke still hated how everyone's head turned to face her as she glided to her desk. This feeling was short-lived, however, as Brooke reveled in seeing Jordan's confused, annoyed look as she approached. It was then that Brooke's mouth went dry. Jordan, sitting in the far left corner of the room, and Maddie, sitting in the far right corner. They had been inseparable all year, and now this very visible split? Yes, definitely some animosity brewing. As Brooke slid into the desk next to Jordan, Miss Delaney stood at the front of the classroom, lecturing on the Incan civilization, while slides of ancient stone temples flickered across the projector screen. Brooke copied half-hearted notes into her spiral notebook. This class was a breeze, and she aced every test without needing to devote a bunch of study time to it. After the 30-minute lecture concluded, Miss Delaney followed up on the final unit assignment. Students were to transform ordinary modern objects into something that Inca might have found useful centuries ago. Resourcefulness through reinvention, apparently. Miss Delaney was going to give some class time to start the planning phase of the project, which meant that students were to meet with their partners. Brooke felt that happy, beaming energy evaporate as she faced Jordan Halstead. Just an hour ago, this girl was making fun of her clothes. Now, hey, Brooke said. Jordan stared at her desk, chewing a wad of bubblegum. Hearing this, Miss Delaney approached with a tissue paper in her palm. Excuse me, Jordan, please spit out your gum, she commanded. When Jordan didn't look up, Miss Delaney cleared her throat. She wasn't an old teacher. In fact, if Brooke had to guess, she was no older than 35, but she might as well have been 70 for how strict she was. Eventually, after some delicate prodding, Jordan dug into her mouth and placed the slobbery gum in the tissue, which was quickly wadded up and disposed of. Jordan leaned back in her chair and heaved a sigh that was accompanied by an eye roll. Brooke tried again. Hey, so any ideas for the project? Jordan stared at Brooke, then rolled her eyes again. Look, Brooke began, I know you're going through a lot, and I know you don't like me, but I really want to get a good grade, and if it makes you feel better, I forgive you. That got Jordan's attention. Her gaze flickered back to Brooke as she said, Forgive me? For what? You know, for earlier. It's not a big deal. Who said it was? No one, but I just wanted to let you know that I won't hold it against you or let it sabotage the project. Jordan slumped back and crossed her arms. This project is so stupid anyways. Like, who gives a crap about ancient cultures or whatever it is? Brooke sighed inwardly. This was getting nowhere. She was probably going to have to do this by herself, and worse, Jordan would get the A too with no effort on her part. Then an idea stuck. Brooke leaned down and dug into her backpack. She retrieved an unopened bag of minty polar bear Antarctica ice blast gum, or whatever it was called she had buried underneath mounds of folders and papers, and discreetly handed it to Jordan. Jordan looked at it. What's this? Brooke glanced over her shoulder, making sure Miss Delaney was out of earshot, before leaning in and saying, She's a total hard ass, and I thought it was totally rude that she made you spit out your gum. So take this, you know, for later. Gingerly, Jordan took the gum pack, examined it, and then, in a mad rush, quickly slipped it beneath the desk as Miss Delaney strolled over. How are we doing over here? I don't hear a lot of conversation, she said. Brooke looked up and smiled. Sorry, we're both just a little tired. Still waking up. She gave a terse chuckle. Well, don't stay asleep too long. This project is due next week. Brooke smiled and nodded as Miss Delaney went to check on other groups. As she glanced up, she caught Jordan's gaze and followed it. She was staring directly at Maddie Pemberton, the pampered queen in her pink sweater, pleated skirt, and flowy blonde hair. Maddie caught their gaze and shot a derisive, wicked glare their way, before quickly reimmersing herself in her perfect little world. What was going on between those two? You're such a weirdo, Jordan said.
Holy crap,
Brooke said, glancing back to her.
Jordan Halstead talked to me, and she wasn't a complete bitch. That's new.
She watched with delight as Jordan's eyes narrowed, before they quickly softened as she realized what she said. Brooke saw Jordan's tongue work in her mouth. She was clearly trying to hold back a grin. Finally, she said,
well, don't get used to it. We're partners, not friends. I'll help do whatever for this dumb project because I need the grade. But don't think we're equals just because we're talking. Got it?
Yeah, sure. Jordan crossed her arms and let the grin form.
Good.
And that's the end of part one for this series. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll stick around for the next one. Subscribe for more if you want more Jarrett stories and more of this particular series. Thank you for listening. I hope to see you in the next one. Take care now. Bye-bye then.